Yeah, finally. It's been a long time, that's for sure. But we're sort of, it's been consistent, though. We're getting pounded again. We have our own private little low pressure system here, and that's formed off the northern coast of Brazil and has enveloped us. And so seems like nothing ever changes. We could certainly use a break. We're sort of headed off to the northwest, not able to sail very much north at all, and pretty frustrating, pretty discouraging, but it was good to get across the equator, that's for sure.
You're also going to pass under 3,000 miles to the finish today.
Well, maybe 3,000 miles to the finish, but it's probably more like about 4,000 or 4,500, particularly since we're heading for Mexico at the moment, not exactly heading for France.
Tell me, how's life on... Sorry, go on, Rich.
The O2 part is correct. after all this, getting up the South American coast is very difficult, and headwinds ever since Cape Horn, and of course, when you get into the Northeast Trades, so we're really not in the Northeast Trades yet. We have these northerly winds, and they're being sucked into this low pressure system that's here, and so very frustrating. But going upwind in the boats is very difficult. Boat takes a terrible, terrible pounding, and so I've been going through that the last 48 hours here, the pounding is so bad it knocked the wind charger right off its mount yesterday. It was just hanging by its wires, so that's sort of that level of violence is going on with the boat. Very difficult.
How much wind do you have just now then, Rich?
We've got about 30 knots, 33 knots across the deck. We have staysail and three reefs in the main, and making about 9 knots. So we're making some progress, but really like to have a nice reaching situation sometime between now and France.